Lord, we just thank you for this evening to come and to celebrate your name, Lord. We thank you for the risen Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you sent a baby in the manger. Lord, but everybody expected somebody great and marvelous to walk in. You kind of surprised me by sending that precious little baby in a manger. And little did we know, and little did they know, maybe sometimes, even though they had heard the difference that you would make. And Lord, we just thank you. We thank you that even amongst conflict, Lord, that we know that you are in charge and you are in control, even when things seem so out of control sometimes, Lord. We just ask a special blessing, Lord, in this service, that it's not about this choir, Lord, it's not about this music, but it's about us getting closer to you, and that the message that we can bring through music and the joy that we have to share that in. Lord, thank you so much, and thank you for the people that are here tonight, and we just ask a special blessing, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
These are the words given to us by the one whose birth we celebrate this day.
This day, we remember the proclamations of the angels.
This day, we remember the miraculous star in the heavens.
This day, we remember the rejoicing and awe of shepherds and kings. Yes, this day we remember the miracles that occurred on that holy night so long ago.
And we rejoice in the assurance that what was true then is true now, today, in this very hour.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. There is peace in the world tonight.
There is peace in the world tonight, love's most radiant light. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. There has never been such a sight. There is peace in the world tonight, love's most radiant light. The promise of old that the prophets foretold, there is peace in the world tonight.
There is peace in the world.
People walking in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders.
And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
King of
This is an account of the birth of Jesus. This is a timeless story of ancient promises made, promises kept, promises that began 3 millennia before the miracle of Bethlehem. These promises by the Lord God Jehovah were given to a man named Abram.
As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you the father of many nations. I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possessions of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. Yes, the promise was made, and the promise was a long time in coming. There were 14 generations from all, from Abraham to King David, 14 from David to the exile in Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Christ.
His advent should not have come as such a surprise. We had plenty of time to prepare the way. Shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you this day in the city of David a Savior is born, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And so, in the perfection of the Father's time, it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered.
And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger.
Thank you.
Yes, it was an angel from the heavenly courts that brought the message of peace to a war-torn world, a world that was divided more by conquest than by culture, by might regardless of right, by the tyranny of tyrants regardless of covenants. Indeed, war was the common human experience. And yet, listen.
And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Hear the bells ring, hear the angels sing, glory, hallelujah to the newborn King. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Jesus is born in a Bethlehem. Hear the bells ring, hear the angels sing, glory, hallelujah to the newborn King. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Jesus is born in a Bethlehem. Shepherds on the hill, the angels in the sky, the baby in the manger, a mother's lullaby. Wise men from the east, the star that shines so bright, reminds us of the joy of this blessed holy night. Hear the bells ring, hear the angels sing, glory, hallelujah to the newborn King. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Jesus is born in a Bethlehem.
Gather at the manger, come and see the baby King. Watch the shepherds running as the host of angels sing. We all can go rejoicing on this most holy night. Christ has come, come as the most radiant light. Hear the bells ring, hear the angels sing. Glory, hallelujah to the newborn King. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Jesus is born in a Bethlehem. Hear the bells ring, hear the angels sing.
The mystery and joy of the incarnation was not limited to the small village of Bethlehem. The signs and wonders of the birth of God's Son stretched into the very heavens where a new and mysterious star appeared.
Although the news first came to lowly shepherds, it would take the skill and education of royalty to read the message God had placed in the evening sky.
Through the star, God led them to the place where his own son was. When they arrived, they came into the presence of heavenly royalty, and they bowed down and worshiped him.
Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, of incense, of myrrh.
Accustomed to their privilege, their life a royal feast, they leave their kingdom's comforts for a star in the east. The journey seems so endless. What promise does it bring? Though the road is rough and rugged, it brings them to the King. The kings came calling after following the star. On their knees falling, despite who they are, the wise and regal, they bring their offering.
kings came calling on the Holy King of Kings. Gifts of gold they bring him, frankincense and myrrh, silent in his presence, aware of where they were. In audience with their Savior, they worship and adore. This infant child of glory will reign forevermore. He came calling after following the star, on their knees falling despite who they are. The wise and regal, they bring their offering.
The kings came calling.
Yeah, yeah, after following the storm, on their knees falling despite who they are. The wise and regal, they bring their offering. The kings came calling on the Holy King of Kings.
The kings came calling
on their knees falling despite who they are.
Upside down. Nothing had happened the way they planned. Angels and shepherds and kings and stars all appeared so unexpectedly upon the landscape of their lives.
The journey God was embarking on through them would lead them to places they never would have imagined. There would be struggle and sacrifice, surrender and responsibility. But this holy night had already taught them that peace. The kind of peace that their child brought was not dependent upon the absence of conflict. It was defined by the presence of God.
And they rejoiced in the knowledge that peace had come to the world in the person of Jesus.
Their tiny child.
Jesus.
God's only son.
Jesus.
The Prince of Peace.
There is peace in the world tonight, love's most radiant light. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. There has never been such a sight. There is peace in the world tonight, love's most radiant light. The promise of old that the prophets foretold, there is peace in the world tonight.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by.
Jesus, we live in a world where peace seems to elude us, where fighting and disagreement are far more familiar than understanding and acceptance, a world that seems so divided and so confused. I'm thankful today that peace is not the absence of conflict. Peace is your presence in our lives. We need your peace. We need your presence. We need you, Jesus.
Round yon earth.
the hope of peace came to us in the most miraculous way on that holy night in that little town of Bethlehem. God did hear the prayers of his people.
Through the life and ministry of his son, he redefined love and peace forever. Peace is the presence of God.
In a world ravaged by the evil of war, we must never lose sight of the promise of peace that comes to us from heaven.
The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace.
As the bells toll this Christmas, may we rejoice in this promise.
May we know the peace of God that transcends all understanding.
And may we be an instrument of his peace.
And may we always remember that peace has a prince, and he is here right now among us. There is peace in the world tonight.
Thank you.
Sing your blessings. Be with all who are here that they have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Praise God for the coming of His Son. Amen.
Amen. Amen.